This is Unit 14 of Pimsleur's Danish.
Lyt til samtalen. En amerikaner vil købe en amerikansk avis.
An American wants to buy an American newspaper.
En amerikansk avis.
Listen.
Undskyld, har du en amerikansk avis?
Ja, vær så god.
Tak, hvor meget bliver det?
8 kroner, tak.
Beklager, jeg forstår ikke så meget dansk. Hvor mange kroner?
8 kroner. En avis koster 8 kroner.
Nå, nu forstår jeg. Vær så god. Her er 8 kroner. Mange tak.
You just heard.
Mange tak.
Which means many thanks, or thanks a lot.
Lyt til samtalen en gang til. Undskyld, har du en amerikansk avis?
Ja, vær så god.
Tak. Hvor meget bliver det?
8 kroner, tak.
Beklager, jeg forstår ikke så meget dansk. Hvor mange kroner?
8 kroner. En avis koster 8 kroner.
Nå, nu forstår jeg. Værsgo. Her er 8 kroner. Mange tak.
Do you remember how to say good evening?
God aften. God aften.
How do you say that will be 13 kroner?
Det bliver 13 kroner.
Say that you would like to eat breakfast.
Jeg vil gerne spise morgenmad.
What would you say as you hand something to someone?
Vær så god. Vær så god.
Say again, good evening.
God aften.
Now suppose you're an American man meeting a friend at a cafe in Denmark. Your friend asks to borrow some money. Say, here are 13 kroner.
Her er 13 kroner.
She says, I want to have 14 kroner, please.
Jeg vil have 14 kroner, tak. 14 kroner.
Say, here are 12 kroner.
Her er 12 kroner.
Now she asks, do you have 2 kroner?
Har du 2 kroner? Har du 2 kroner?
Notice the difference in the pronunciation of you and two. Repeat after the speaker.
Du, to. Du, to.
She asks again, do you have 2 kroner?
Har du 2 kroner?
But now she says, I want to have 16 kroner, please.
Jeg vil have 16 kroner, tak. 16 kroner.
Not 14 or 15.
Ikke 14 eller 15. 15.
Tell her 16 kroner is too much.
16 kroner er for meget. For meget.
How does she ask? How many dollars do you have?
Hvor mange dollar har du? Hvor mange?
Here's how to say, I have no dollars.
Lyt og gentag. Jeg har ingen dollar. Ingen. Ingen dollar. Jeg har ingen dollar.
What's the Danish word for no, meaning not any?
Ingen.
Say that you have no dollars.
Jeg har ingen dollar.
Now say, I have kroner.
Jeg har kroner.
How does she ask, how many?
Hvor mange? Mange.
Try to say, I have a lot of kroner, or I have many kroner.
Jeg har mange kroner. Jeg har mange kroner.
But I have no dollars.
Men jeg har ingen dollar. Ingen dollar.
Joking, she says, no dollars? You're not American.
Ingen dollar? Du er ikke amerikansk.
You contradict her. Say, yes, I'm American.
Jo, jeg er amerikansk. Jo, jeg er amerikansk.
I have a couple of dollars. Literally, a pair dollars.
Lyt og gentag. Jeg har et par dollar. Par. Et par. Et par dollar. Jeg har et par dollar.
Say that you have a couple of dollars.
Jeg har et par dollar. Et par dollar.
But no kroner.
Men ingen kroner. Ingen kroner.
Now here's some kroner.
Lyt og gentag.
Nogle kroner. Nogle. Nogle. Nogle kroner.
Say some kroner.
Nogle kroner.
Now say no kroner.
Ingen kroner.
A couple of kroner.
Et par kroner.
Some kroner.
Nogle kroner. Nogle kroner.
Suppose you don't have any kroner. You want to say, give me some kroner, please. Here's how to say, give me.
Lyt og gentag. Giv mig. Mig. Giv. Giv mig.
Say, give me.
Giv mig.
Give me some kroner, please.
Giv mig nogle kroner, tak. Giv mig nogle kroner.
Give me a couple of kroner.
Giv mig et par kroner.
She says, here you are, here are 12 kroner.
Vær så god, her er 12 kroner.
Say that you have no kroner.
Jeg har ingen kroner.
Say again, a couple of kroner.
Et par kroner. Et par.
Some kroner.
Nogle kroner. Nogle.
Here's any kroner.
Lyt og gentag.
Nogen kroner. Nogen. En. No. Nogen. Nogen kroner.
Ask, do you have any kroner?
Har du nogen kroner? Har du nogen kroner?
And how do you say some kroner?
Nogle kroner. Nogle.
Some and any sound very similar. Paying attention to the pronunciation, say together, some, any.
Nogle, nogen. Nogle, nogen.
How does she say that she has a lot of kroner?
Jeg har mange kroner. Mange kroner.
17 kroner. Repeat the number 17 after the speaker, paying attention to your pronunciation.
17. 17.
The first vowel sound doesn't exist in English. Say 17.
17. Sy. Sy. 17.
She says, I have 17 kroner.
Jeg har 17 kroner. 17.
And how do you say 7?
7. 7.
8.
8. 8.
Now here's 18.
Lyt og gentag.
18. 18.
Say together. 8, 18.
8, 18. 8, 18.
Say, give me 18 kroner.
Giv mig 18 kroner. Giv mig 18 kroner.
But to be a little more polite, you ask, could you give me 18 kroner? Here's the word for could.
Lyt og gentag.
Kunne. Kunne.
And here's how to ask, could you give?
Lyt og gentag.
Kunne du give? Give. Kunne du give?
Try to ask, could you give me 18 kroner?
Kunne du give mig 18 kroner? Kunne du give mig? Kunne du give mig 18 kroner?
Now repeat after the speaker the word for 19.
19. 19.
She says, here's 19 kroner.
Her 19 kroner.
Now ask, do you have any kroner?
Har du nogen kroner? Nogen. Nogen kroner.
She says yes. Ask her how many kroner she has.
Hvor mange kroner har du?
She says 17 or 18.
17 eller 18. 17 eller 18.
No, 19.
Nej, 19. 19.
Ask, could you give me some kroner?
Kunne du give mig nogle kroner? Nogle. Kunne du give mig nogle kroner?
She says, yes, of course.
Ja da. Ja da.
But now she says, I have no kroner.
Jeg har ingen kroner. Ingen.
And how would she say, I have no kroner with me?
Jeg har ingen kroner med mig. Jeg har ingen kroner med mig.
And how would you ask, don't you have any kroner?
Har du ikke nogen kroner? Har du ikke nogen kroner?
No, but I have a credit card.
Nej, men jeg har et kreditkort.
After all this, you're ready to order. Say to the waitress, I would like to eat breakfast.
Jeg vil gerne spise morgenmad.
And I'd like to have something to drink.
Jeg vil gerne have noget at drikke.
Your friend says, I'm not going to have anything to drink.
Jeg skal ikke have noget at drikke.
But I would also like to eat breakfast.
Men jeg vil også gerne spise morgenmad.
You order a coffee. What does the waitress say as she hands it to you?
Vær så god. Vær så god.
That will be 17 kroner, please.
Det bliver 17 kroner, tak.
Being careful of the word order, how would your friend say, "Now I'd like to have a cup of coffee"?
Nu vil jeg gerne have en kop kaffe. Nu vil jeg gerne. Nu vil jeg gerne have en kop kaffe.
You add, and I'd like to have a sandwich.
Og jeg vil gerne have et smørbrød.
Ask your friend how much a sandwich costs.
Hvor meget koster et smørbrød? Hvor meget?
How would she answer? Not much.
Ikke meget. Ikke meget.
Say, but I have no kroner with me.
Men jeg har ingen kroner med mig. Ingen kroner.
Could you give me some?
Kunne du give mig nogle? Nogle.
She asks, don't you have a credit card?
Har du ikke et kreditkort?
How do you say 14?
14.
18, 15.
18, 15. 18, 15.
19.
19.
11.
11. 11.
17.
17. 17.
Now your friend asks, could you give me a couple of dollars?
Kunne du give mig et par dollar?
Do you have any dollars?
Har du nogen dollar? Nogen?
Say, no, I have no dollars.
Nej, jeg har ingen dollar.
Now she asks, do you have any kroner?
Har du nogen kroner? Nogen kroner?
Say, only a couple.
Kun et par. Kun. Kun et par.
Now say, no, 16 or 17.
Nej, 16 eller 17. 16 eller 17.
18.
18.
19.
19.
How would she say, that's not a lot?
Det er ikke mange. Det er ikke mange.
Say, that I know, or literally, that know I.
Det ved jeg. Det ved jeg.
Could you give me 18 or 19 kroner?
Kunne du give mig 18 eller 19 kroner?
Once again, How might you greet someone in the evening?
God aften.
Suppose you want to buy something. Ask a clerk how much it costs.
Hvor meget koster det?
She tells you the price in kroner. You think for a minute. Say, that's $15.
Det er $15. 15.
That's too much.
Det er for meget.
Now let's review how to ask for directions. Say, excuse me.
Undskyld. Undskyld.
Where's Western Bridge Street?
Hvor er Vesterbrogade?
Do you know where Western Bridge Street is?
Ved du hvor Vesterbrogade er? Ved du hvor Vesterbrogade er?
The answer is over there.
Derover. Vesterbrogade er derover.
Try to say thanks a lot or many thanks.
Mange tak. Mange tak.
Now you're an American woman in Copenhagen. You and a Danish friend are walking along Western Bridge Street, window shopping. Say, I'd like to buy something.
Jeg vil gerne købe noget. Købe. Jeg vil gerne købe noget.
How does he ask you if you have any kroner?
Har du nogen kroner?
Say, no, I have only dollars.
Nej, jeg har kun dollar.
And a credit card.
Og et kreditkort.
Could you give me some kroner, please?
Kunne du give mig nogle kroner, tak? Nogle.
He says, yes, of course.
Ja da.
How many kroner do you want to have?
Hvor mange kroner vil du have?
Answer, 17 kroner.
17 kroner.
No, 18 or 19 kroner.
Nej, 18 eller 19 kroner.
He says, here you are, here's 19 kroner.
Værsgo, her er 19 kroner.
Say, thanks a lot.
Mange tak. Mange tak.
The reading lesson for this unit follows. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 14. Try to read number 1. Remember the sound of the EJ combination.
Reise.
2.
På.
Listen and repeat number 3.
Dårligt. Dårligt.
Remember that the G is silent when it follows a vowel. Now try to read number 4.
Ikke så dårligt. Ikke så dårligt.
Try to read number 5.
Set.
Look at number 6. The middle letter is another letter we don't have in English. Repeat number 6 after the speaker.
Bøt. Bøt.
This letter makes a sound that doesn't exist in English. Try number 7. Remember the silent V.
Sølv.
Number 8 contains this same letter followed by a double consonant. Repeat after the speaker.
Bøtte. Bøtte.
Now try to read numbers 6 and 8 together.
Bøtte. 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 Bøtte.
Read number 9.
Søster. Søster.
Now repeat number 10 after the speaker.
Der. Der.
Notice how the ER is pronounced in some short words. Now read number 11.
Her.
Try to read number 12.
Vejen er her. Vejen er her.
Listen and repeat. Number 13.
Sød. Sød.
The Danish D changes when it's at the end of a word or between two vowels. This is another difficult sound for English speakers to discriminate, and it is sometimes heard as an L and other times as an English TH. Try to read number 13 again.
Sød.
This D sound is sometimes referred to as the soft D. Try to read number 14. The final E is silent, and the G is hard.
Vesterbrogade. Gade. Vesterbrogade.
Listen and repeat. Number 15. The V is silent.
Derover. Derover.
Try to read number 16.
Vesterbrogade er derovre. Vesterbrogade er derovre.
Now look at number 17. In Danish, the AJ combination sounds like the EJ combination. Try to read it.
Hej.
18.
Kai.
Read number 19. It's the word for the month of May.
Mai.
Try number 20. The A on the first word makes an ah sound.
Hurra for 5. Mai.
This is the end of Unit 14 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.